always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Welcome, this is the Warrior Don Christian. You tune in to Yacht of the King Radio. Check it out, we got some new music. You know how we do, got that new Gemstones. Got some new tracks. Also, we're gonna get in with B. Cooper and talk on the topic of the day, diligence. Don't go nowhere, keep it locked.
I'd like to welcome you to Elephant in the Room Park Zoo. I have no sense, it's evident. I don't just spit, I puke. A monster with the flow. I promise it gets real uncute. Like vomit on a coat that's dripping grits with mixed hot soup. The common critic knows whatever genre fits my suit. If I was rhyming on control, contenders would have screamed out truce. Or became dinner, condiments, and rolls, out beast too. Can somebody please pass the peas and hot beef stew? Prayer's the only thing along this road that got me through. Same thing you sold your soul for almost got me too. I send acknowledgements to Brother 3, cause that's my dude. Your time is coming. Coming, boy, don't you ever not speak truth. They say right here that Jesus cleansed the soul, but I need proof. I'd hate to make it to them pearly gates and not get through. It pains me to know the world awaits as I regroup. I'm cranking anxiously to give them Elephant Part 2. Please explain to me how my decision distraught you. And then it came to me because the new exists my crew. That you ashamed of me because I ain't signed with Rick Ross Group. Or some other name that seems to bring the benefit toward you. And that's what angers me. I cats won't help you pick your fruit. But they want to hang and eat and drain the peach that drips more juice. Like everything is sweet. Mystique, I never speak nor stoop. If it ain't pertaining to me, this leash I guess would bring more proof. But there's no containing me. They loosening up more of unloosened screws by chaining me. Drooling on his cut like his fool, cause I have no brain in me. The only other nut with no screws you could even name with me is the dude that signed with Doc, cause he's just as out of his brain as me. Crew, you cuckoo out of your noodle, cock it and aim at me. If you can't poop, get off of the doodle potty, it's plain to see. Your facade is whooping that you are not who you claim to be. That new Bugatti coupe and that blue Ducati was payment at least. Fool, the shawty swooping like you been naughty, you lame to me. Dupalotti stupid, improve your body, you training weak. If you gon' shoot, then prove that you got it, stupid. You ain't a G, dude, you just a typical copy with pigeon angle feet. Goofy, either nil or get body. Gorillas came to eat, salute me, nothing living can stop me. Strangle any beat, you loot me, if you feel it, then copy. Still a dangerous beast, spooky like a killer that's watching as you remain asleep. Snoozing on your pillows while slobbing, because my brain is deep. Moving with the skills of a jockey that you'll remain beneath as long as you don't deal with the godly. I'll never claim defeat, my songs don't just appeal to the body. They give me aim to reach the throne that look at filth as a hobby. That live in pain and grief that's prone to us instilled in them proudly. And Lil Wayne's a beast, she must be gone off 1200 mollies that put the brain to sleep. Home is in the head of the body, and she'll remain asleep if we don't zone in prayer for the zombies that we pertain to be. Mourning for the dead that was violently murdered heinously. Strongly sending prayers for the shawties until the chains release. Songs are being read with a jolly when you ordain to preach. Father made a dead be to follow to be your main elite. Hope and say a prayer for tomorrow until the rain has ceased.
So shine before me. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light shine, so shine, so shine before men. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Where you gon' learn? Where you gon' learn?
How you do that?
Where you gon' learn?
How you do that?
Where you gon' learn?
Is you walking in your victory?
Yes, sir.
Using what is your foundation?
His word. See, you gotta let your spirit man emerge.
Well, I don't know how you do that.
Where you gon' learn? Hey, let me talk to you real quick. Laced in a word, walking in deliverance. Foundation sitting firm, that's what the business is. Sold out, and this God is my witness. Okay, and we play no games. Hands down, no why, cause we unashamed. No boasting, just bold in Christ. On fire for the Lord like fuel ignite. Amped up, but at the same time I simmer down. I tell my flesh, and then my spirit loud. Am I walking in my victory? I'm wearing the crown. Because my father is the king, and I know that now. Moving in my faith, devil get up out my face. All up on my back, trying to tear me down, but he can't. I know you hit it, so quit fighting your flesh, moving your spirit.
Is you walking in your victory?
Yes, sir.
Using what is your foundation?
His word. See, you gotta let your spirit man emerge.
Well, I don't know how you do that.
Where you gonna learn?
Knock, knock. Special delivery. It's the Lord thy God, and he here to give you victory. Look, my life used to be flatlined. Now I'm living my life and I'm baptized. Hand in the sky like I'm hitting my nay-nay. Hey, I'm just praising, but to them I look crazy. Praying hard to the Holy Spirit. Slay man, I ain't talking about death. I'm talking about rest, get it off my chest. Okay, yeah, I had to break up out of imprisonment. And now I'm fighting with more armor than the militant. Devil always been a foe, ain't nothing really different. Besides the fact I chose Christ and stuck to my commitment. I'ma say that it's been a success. So am I walking in my victory? Yes.
Okay.
Rock-a-bye, baby, I'm killing the flesh.
Is you walking in your victory?
Yes, sir.
Using what is your foundation?
His word. See, you gotta let your spirit man emerge.
Well, I don't know how you do that.
Where you gon' learn? Where you gon' learn? Where you gon' learn?
How you do that?
Where you gon' learn?
How you do that?
Where you gon' learn?
Is you walking in your victory?
Yes, sir.
Using what is your foundation?
His word. See, you gotta let your spirit man emerge.
Well, I don't know how you do that.
Where you gon' learn? Where you gon' learn?
Picture this, fancy cars with the pretty women. Bottle ball, top shelf is always sipping. Getting love from my town, turned down for what? I've been a thoroughbred ever since I was a young pup. Now my whole team, we lounging. Turned nothing into something, mansions from public housing. Used to be in need of the EBT card. Now my price limitless when I slide my black card. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. In the fast lane, take off in the Lear. Even overseas, screaming out for the encore. Dust them haters off when they see me on billboard. When all the flashing lights cease, I find out inside I'm the one in need. I'm my worst critic, is my judgment set. Only real G's come correct, I'm feeling lost though. Can you help me find my way?
Cruising down the highway late at night. Top is down, I'm trying to clear my mind. Saying that we made it. This life seems overrated. On top, but I'm so empty.
In the candy paint, catch me riding on spokes. Or in the evergreen state, blowing out smoke. I'm a hustler, I'm a hustler. CEO, no longer a customer. Catch me in the back room, counting the paper. Money comes to me, I am no chaser. Everything I could ever ask for. On top of the game, but I still want more. How can this void be filled? Try drowning in a pool of liquor, pop pills. Swim in women, all different persuasions. Black, white, Indian, Puerto Rican, or Asian. Still nothing comes in this cocoa water. Need to switch up like when Jerry cut that curl. Lord, can you help me? Somehow, I've obtained it all, except my crown. I'm in need of a change, Lord, forgive me.
Cruising down the highway late at night.
Late at night.
Top is down, I'm trying to clear my mind. Saying that we made it. This life seems overrated. On top, but I'm so empty. Cruising down the highway late at night. Top is down, I'm trying to clear my mind. Saying that we made it. This life seems overrated.
Yeah.
On top, but I'm so empty.
Lord, can you please take away my pain?
don't want to leave the way I came. I wanna live for you, I surrender.
Let's go.
Cruising down the highway late at night. Top is down, I'm trying to clear my mind. Saying that we made it, this life seems overrated. On top, but I'm so empty.
Man, I'm so empty, Lord.
Cruising down the highway late at night. Top is down, I'm trying to clear my mind.
Yeah. The homie sees the movement. Local Love, right there. The track was called Empty. Let's hop into this interview with B. Cooper. You know how we do it, baby. All right, man, we are here with the homie B. Cooper, man. Say what's up to all the people listening right now, man.
What's going on? Hey guys, how you doing? It's B. Cooper.
Hey, B. Cooper, man, you a crazy dude already. I get to see that, man. So what we love to do, you tune in to Yacht of the King Radio, and what we love to do is start it with a testimony, man. Can you just share what God did in your life, man? Give me about 5 minutes of it, man.
Okay. Basically, it all began in 1984, and I was born, and that's the whole story. Nah, real talk, though. Let's see. My homies, Kenny and Garnet, they were twins, but they didn't look alike. I'm serious. I don't know. I'm not going to go any further with that. But they were in high school with me, and they were always, like, pushing me to go to church and stuff.
Yeah.
And they went to a local church, and I was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I'd never been in church. My grandmother used to make me go to Sunday school, but, like, short of that, I'd never been a church attendee, so I was 15, and they had been trying to get me to go to this conference. I guess it was a conference, or like an evangelist was speaking at their church. It was a guy by the name of Ken Freeman, and he came to our school on that Friday, and I had told him no 100 times. I was like, nah, bro, I'm good. Like, I'm chilling at the house. I got video games. We got Kool-Aid and cheese puffs. I'm straight. So he came to the school that Friday, and I went to a public school, so he couldn't talk about God or Jesus or anything like that. But he just talked about choices and decisions in our lives. And he gave a little bit of his testimony. And his testimony was like this huge, you know, his mother was on drugs. And I don't remember all the specifics, but it was this huge story. And he really drew me in. And he was funny. And I was like, man, you know what? I'll just go with y'all, you know? So I went with them that Friday night. And I actually ended up, I remember sitting in the pew next to Garnet, and I'm shy. I'm still shy. It's funny to me that, you know, I'm on stage rapping, and I'm like, I get off stage, and people are like, yo, that was dope. And I'm like, head down, like, oh, thank you, I appreciate it. But, like, that night, I remember sitting in the pew, and just whatever he was saying as far as what he was talking about, like, really, really struck me. And I feel like God really opened my eyes, and I started crying, and I was like, what are you doing? You're in front of all these people. And, you know, he gave the standard, we want you to come to the front. And that was something that I would have never done.
Yeah.
And I just felt myself get up, and I was like, well, here we go.
Wow.
So I got saved that night. And then Sunday, I actually got baptized Sunday before we left the retreat or whatever it was called. And I was 15. And one thing I remember is, like, going back into school, there was this kid. And I'm cool with him now, and I'm not gonna name any names, but I always thought he was like real cheesy. He had like the Christian Jesus shirts, and I was like, man, this dude is over the edge. And when I came back to school after getting saved, I was like, man, I get it. Like, he just had the answer. Like, he had found joy and found peace, and he was just trying to tell other people. So it's always interesting looking back at that, thinking like, man, like, my whole perspective was different, you know? And just on the side note of that, like, I was never wild. I never got in any trouble. Like, my boys would go do something, I'd be like, all right, cool, I'm gonna stay at the house. When y'all get back, we'll kick it. That was just always me.
Yeah, you, but still had the video games at the house, huh? You was like, nah, I'm cool, we got the video games.
I'm straight. Video games, basketball court, I'm good. What are y'all doing? Nah, but, like, even without that, I realized that, like, I still didn't have God. I didn't have that peace. I had no idea who I was or what I was supposed to be. And yeah, that's my testimony, man. I really encourage people at this point, just looking back on it, like, realizing that I always thought, especially considering that Ken Freeman was the guy that you know, I got saved at that conference or whatever, his story was so big, I always felt like, man, my testimony's not big enough, like, I haven't done enough bad in my life, so this isn't going to touch anybody. And I felt like that for a while, and I've realized that, like, man, my story is my story for a reason. God let me go through what I've went through and held me where he held me for a reason. And yeah, I would just encourage everybody, like, yo, like, your story is your story. You don't have to be as bad or as good as anybody else. Like, what God did in your life is real regardless, you know?
That's good, man, because I think a lot of people, just like you said, I grew up, went to a Christian school, and I even heard people actually say that I felt my testimony wasn't good enough, so I went to try to go do bad. You know, it was like, wow. You know, like, to me, it was like, I never understood that, you know, but you get a lot of people that are like that. They hear somebody with and I hate to use this word, but like a super testimony. Like, so God had to fly and pick them up out the muck and mire. It was like a superhero story. And you got that, man, I was a good kid and God saved me. And it was like, it don't have the same ring. But let me ask you this, man. Just after all that, now you get to meet some people that may have had a different testimony. I think the powerful thing about a testimony is it's a continual thing. God is still doing stuff in our lives, man. Just talk to us about the things that God has revealed to you since you've been on this journey with him.
Man, it's been a while. I'm old now, man. It's been 15 years.
Yeah.
Nah, it's been cool just to see, like one thing, just speaking on my testimony again, it's been cool to see that I was touched and reached by someone with a huge story, and my quote-unquote little story has touched people with rough lives. So I think it's interesting to see, like I'm a chubby white kid with a bowl cut that grew up in the suburbs with two parents. That doesn't mean my music is only going to reach chubby white kids in the suburbs with two parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like that. It's not how it lines up. So that's one thing I've seen. And just over the years, just really growing closer to God and going out, be honest, it's, you know, it's ups and downs. It's a roller coaster at times. I think we all, like, let life get in front of priority sometimes, and we slip and we fall and he picks us up. So just really in hindsight, realizing that he is always there, and even in the rough points in my life, I've been able to look back and say, okay, here's how God was working this. And then in hindsight, it is definitely 2020, man. Looking back, you're just like, wow. Like, it's funny how God puts everything together and all the pieces of the puzzle together. And while we're building it, we're like, this makes no sense. We have all corner pieces. Right. What are we going to do? And just everything coming together and working together. Even on a music tip, just the way I've met the people that I have relationships with now is crazy. It doesn't even seem realistic. So, yeah,
yeah.
I don't know where to stop.
That's all right, man. That's cool, man. Let's do this, bro. We're about to hop into one of your tracks. Let me see, man. What song you want to play right now, man, that you think has the most testimonial value to it?
Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
This guy.
Oh, you were talking about one of my. You were talking about one of my.
What are your
songs?
Tracks? What are your tracks, man?
Man, my bad. I was way off. Let's see. On the new project, a lot of people don't know this, and I'm just gonna tell you a quick story, and then you can play a song, because you're interviewing me. I don't know if that sounded cocky, and if it did, I apologize. But reality is, we thought we were done with the project. Doc Watson hit me up. Shout out Doc Watson, RMG. He hit me up and he was like, bro, we need an introspective track about what it took you to get here to this point in your life. And so the song Nightmares is track 2 on the album, or the EP or the CD or whatever you want to call it, because I don't really care. It has 9 songs on it. There you go. Nightmares, if you listen to it, the first verse is about my first album that I put out with Dirty Rice called Reflections of Self, and like my mindset in life at that point. The second verse is about the second album I put out with Dirty Rice called Cashier of the Month, and kind of where my mind was at in that point in my life. And the third verse is just about Spare Change and the project I put out with RMG, and kind of where my head has been lately as far as really realizing it's you have to be grateful for the rough times, because if the rough times weren't rough, you wouldn't know the good times. So as far as like my whole, at least musical story, play Nightmares.
All right, let's hop into Nightmares with B. Cooper, and then we're going to get on the artist focus, and we're going to ask him some questions about putting together the album, how long he's been spitting and all that on Yacht of the King Radio.
Stress racking up, weight stacking up. Treat me like a joke, confidence is cracking up. Back of the classroom, silent, had enough. Everything is negative, nothing here is adding up. In front of the glass, I can't stand who I see. A million thoughts in my brain keep losing me. In a whirlwind, gotta find release. Gave my life to God and put my life up on its loose leaf.
It's hard enough to chase your dreams. I don't need another nightmare.
Imagine waking up to punch a clock, sleep with Pete. Everyone around you telling you chase a dream, but they don't pay your bills or even buy CDs. Said if you ever make it, you gotta remember me. Frustration, question why you ever started. Operation, trying to find out where your heart is. Searching for your identity like you're getting caught it. Hungry, I don't wanna be a starving artist.
It's hard enough to chase your dreams. I don't need another nightmare.
Finally found my word, discovered my voice. Doors open for the first time, got a choice. Sign a dotted line. Oh, you rich now? Nah, but I'm grateful for the dream I live out. Fear, get out. Doubt, sit down. Thank God for every single time I missed out. Or got picked last, or picked on. For every failure that taught me the way to live on. For the work ethic that I learned, stocking shelves. Needed that in the studio, songs don't write themselves. For every listener that ever had to go through hell, turned on the music, found something they could feel. Every situation that made me work harder. Every platform that took my message farther. Hindsight, for every dream that sleep killed. I needed nightmares just to make the dreams real.
Dreams real.
Dreams real.
Dreams real.
An artist spent on stages, limited is true. And if I don't represent God in everything I do, then myself and his eyes begin to consume and blow my mind with proper fumes, ultimately leading me to my doom. So when I write lines, it's more than just rhymes, it's my heart on a beat. Doesn't matter if I get signed, my main focus is reaching out to the broken, wisely using my time, investing in serving, pouring into people's lives. So pull back those blinds, I'm just trying to be real, help reveal the things that go on inside my mind. Cause Jesus came to die, his life was a sacrifice, and that's what I'm trying to represent on this earth while I'm alive. So I pray in a song that you see Christ, but in a way that's not contrary. Cause despite what you do, he gave his life because he wanted you. He took those nails in his flesh for you, 39 lashes to the back, spit in his face, and he was bruised. So the good news of what he did should change everything we do. We're meant to live for more. I'm just hoping and praying you see these words and they point you to the Lord.
Focused on the long term, these dudes here got short minds. That short bus, that's not us. I do more than jot lines, I do more than write rhymes. This life I live, I don't live it for myself. Them CDs can stay right on that shelf. If I ain't focused on the mission and the fact that he is risen, I'm praying you don't listen. Who cares how I felt? How I feel, though it's real, is a trap within itself to keep me focused on Dre and relying in myself. Self-help, but I'm not out for the belt or out for the crown. Flesh don't make a sound. I gotta stay focused, keep good people around, cause this world would try its best to put you in the ground and undertake you, influence you and make you question your true purpose, feed you lies and forsake you. He dropped music, did videos, and did a tour, but in his heart he knew there was something more.
Verse and lay this down, I'm thinking about giving up rapping, cause it takes more than 15 minutes to write this verse and make it happen. I never sell out shows, I'm not well known, maybe I should get to packing. I make 10 beats, then 10 more, sell one and I'll never be stacking. Yet I know that's the pride in me, gotta kill it, stop envy. Can't let sin abide in me, the world's filling, leaves empty. And I have an enemy who's trying to enter me, and he's waging war on the enemy. But I have a savior, he died on the cross, and for me he will intervene. I was made to worship God, not serve myself. Sometimes the greatest contributions have to serve in stealth. If I can make disciples, if they can make disciples, the day I leave this earth, I'll truly understand his wealth. If I get blessed with money, that means I'm meant to give. If I get blessed with flour, that means I need a sieve. If I get blessed with simple friends, I'll learn to forgive. My life is yours, Lord. You're why I'm meant to live.
Desna Soccer Club presents 2014 Desna Cup.
To start it off on Friday night, August 15th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., there's going to be a live concert and music, which will then follow through to the next day, Saturday, August 16th from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. as well.
There will be soccer and volleyball tournaments, as well as kids' inflatable and cycle rides. Come join us for a weekend of fun, family, music, and European food. This event is located at Sahali Park, 19th Avenue Southwest in Federal Way, Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got live performances by RTL, Josh Donnell, Seize the Movement, DJ MD, Barnabas, Genuine Life, and much more in store. Hope to see y'all there so we can rock Desna.
Join us for the 2014 Desna Cup on Friday, August 15th and Saturday, August 16th. For more information, call the info line at 253-334-2222 or visit the website at desnasoccer.org.
See y'all there.
We back with the homie B. Cooper, man. Checked out some of his music on Yacht of the King Radio. We're going to get on the artist focus now, man. You ready for the artist focus, man? You focused over there?
Yes, sir.
All right,
I'm
man.
Focus like two left contacts, son.
That's what's up, man.
Focus like two left contacts.
So look, check this out.
That's my radio voice.
That's one of your raps. That's a new rap. He just freestyled off top. He about to make that platinum, man. Let's talk about how you guys started as an MC, man. Like, cause I'm gonna just be real. When you see artists, I seen your picture a couple of times, and I was like, okay. You know, I didn't check it out, but then the next time I checked you out, and I was like, "Whoa!" Like, and I'm just being real. I think a lot of people do that. You know, it's like, oh, it's another cat he's spitting. Okay, I might. But when you see him and then you actually hear it, you got a nice little flow, bro. So talk to me about how you got started, man. MCing.
Man, I appreciate that. It's been crazy, like the things that have shown me light to my face. like, I was in Cali a couple weeks back, and my boy Abiv, he was like, bro, like, why do all your albums have your face on it? Like, because all my album covers are, like, my face. And I'm shy. Like, I don't like being in front of the camera. I don't, no hate towards you, but I don't like interviewing and talking about myself.
Yeah.
I'm just shy. Like, it is what it is. It's not that I don't like it. It's just not something that I would do on a weekend day. But, like, he was like, why is your face on all your covers? And I really started thinking about it. And even from, like, when I was 14, I started writing raps for my boy Kenny Wayne, because Kenny Wayne was black and I was white, and I was like, man, I ain't gonna rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll write stuff for you to rap, but I'm not even trying to break that barrier. And then less than a year later, it was kind of like it started making sense. We made a group together, me and Kenny Wayne and my homie Crystal, and they really pushed me. Like, Crystal really showed me what a 16 bar verse was, and what a hook was, and formats. And once we split, we did like 7 songs together, and once we split, I love doing it. So I got in the studio more and more, and that's what I told Abiv. I was like, and now it's interesting, and I think the reason that I'm on my covers is that's the response. It's like, yo, who's that black dude that sounds like Jay-Z on stage? And then they walk around the corner and they're like, oh, that's a white boy from Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of like, I don't want to say it works to my advantage, but it works to my advantage. Like, real talk, like,
right.
I get listened to solely based on the fact I don't sound like what I look like. And
wow.
I think the back end of that is just making sure that me and Dirty make sure we make good music and good quality music. And at the end of the day, the shock factor's cool. But if the music wasn't solid and consistent, it wouldn't have longevity. So I think we've just made sure that we put out quality music, and made sure I've never felt like I had to do quote unquote white boy music. Like, I've never had to be like, oh yeah, I'm a white rapper, so I'm gonna rap. Like, no, it's just been me. And like,
yeah.
I just told you on your interview that I was a goody two shoes. Like, if you hear it in my music, I lived it. Like, I don't talk about stuff that's not me. And I think even more than people realize it, the statement real recognize real, it doesn't just mean that gangsters recognize gangsters. Like, people recognize that I'm me.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, just be yourself. Like, if you are from the hood and you sell dope, or you're from the suburbs and you sell pills, or let's not sell anything anymore, let's just another stereotype. Like, wherever you're from, be that. Like,
yeah.
Either be that or progress out of it, but don't be something you're not. And that's one thing that I've always tried to stay true to, is just who I am and my story, because my story does have power. Like, and it's not because of me, it's because of God, you know?
Yeah, man. I'm listening. I was listening to the project earlier today, just before the interview, just to get a feel of what you got, man. I like your style, bro. Like, and I like how this whole project, like, I think there was one thing that I noticed. You had a lot of, you came off spit bars with a hard beat, and then you flipped it and had like that soft R&B or singer some come on there and do their thing, man. So just talk to me about you and Dirty Rice putting this project together. Just some of the ideas on how you came together with this project, man.
We actually worked on, I don't know if you've gotten to listen to Spare Change, but it's the first project I put out with RMG. And we had kind of worked, me and Dirty just got back in the studio, and we're like, all right, one more try. Like, we've never been great at selling ourselves. Like, we've always been good at working and meshing in the studio together, but we, you know, we put 10 grand into a CD and spend 3 summers working on it and put it out and sell 100 copies.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was kind of like very discouraging, because it's like, wow, I didn't even make my money back. Not that it's about money, but at some point, you have this idea when you're in the studio, like, yo, this many people are going to hear this, and it's going to be dope, and it'll be able to touch people's lives, and then you drop it, and it's just like crickets, you know? So we just got back in the studio, and we're like, one more try, and I'm 30. Dirty, I'm not even going to tell you Dirty's age on the air. And because that's none of my business, I'm gonna Kermit the Frog it. But like, we sat down and we were like, one more try and we'll see what happens. And we recorded like 15 or 16 songs. And I grew up with Derek Minor, that's my homie. So I was just sending it to him, like, my boy, like, hey, what do you think about these songs? Like, do you like the music? How do you like the vibe of the music? We're working on this project. And the project was going to be called While the City Sleeps. And, man, we started really talking about getting it out to a bigger market and getting it out to more people. And then I signed a dotted line, and we decided that we would probably have more punch if we made two projects out of it. So we took everything that had samples on it and put that on Spare Change for free so we don't get sued. but it gave me a good opportunity to really, like, record a few new songs for Spare Change that made sense with that concept, and then really hone in on While the City Sleeps. And everything just worked. Like I said, everything works out. Like, if you've heard the project, One Love, 1994, and Nightmares all came out of a weekend that I was supposed to be recording a video. Mm. And the times and dates got screwed up. So all those songs, which I feel like are three of the strong tracks on this record, they wouldn't have been out. It would have been six songs instead of nine, you know what I mean? So everything works for the right reason. So we just decided to give it one last try. We split the projects up, and that's how While the City Sleep came about.
Alright, man, I like that, man. It has a good, simple story to it, man. But the music is not simple, man. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to this track, 1994, featuring, is it four, or how you say the dude's name?
It's four.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. You know, like, sometimes we read them, but, you know, some people got hip-hop names, and they'd be like, it could have been 4A, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, B. Cooper.
I was like, bro, I can't call you 4A. I'm good. I'll call you 4.
Yeah. So, listen, talk to me about this track, 1994, man.
1994. Shout out to Sixth Sense on the beat. Sick and Dirty worked that one together, but Sick really had the majority of it. He sent me some tracks. Scratch that. He came to Atlanta and kicked it with me and Dirty, and he showed me some tracks, and I picked that track. I thought it was dope, and I sat on it for like 2 days, and I couldn't come up with anything. I was at Dirty's for like 4 days just working on music, and I sent it to my boy Four, and he's my right hand. That's my brother. Like, if you check Facebook, that's my brother.
Yeah.
But anyways, like, and he's black. But yeah, so he's not my brother from my mother, but he's my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I understand.
So yeah, so Four didn't say anything, right? I was like, dang, that dude didn't say nothing. 2 hours later, he sent me the hook in the first verse to 1994, the hook for One Love. Like, he got them beats and just started working. I was like, that's a bet. And he actually just freestyled the first verse to 1994 just as a joke, just to kind of fill up the space where he could show us the hook. And we got that mug, and the first time we played it, me and Dirty went nuts. I was like, well, here we go. So I wrote the verse. Man, that was one of those verses, just 10 minutes. Wrote that junk, recorded it. And, man, it just, ever since, like, it was one of those moments in the studio where it was like, wow, this feels like the response from everybody we showed it to was good. And it's kind of left of what I'm used to doing. It's kind of a more simple, basic scheme. It's kind of, I love the heart of it, because it's so hard in the verses, and the hook just brings it back to being like, yo, this, we went through all this to get here. And I think that's cool. I think that's why people have related to it, because it's real, man. Like, everybody goes through whatever they have to go through to get where they're at. And when you really look back on what you've been through, it's interesting to see how God's worked in it. And that seems to be the theme of this interview now. That and me cutting you off when you try to go to songs. But 1994, yeah.
Let's hop into it. Be cool. 1994 featuring Four on Yacht of the King Radio with Big Coop, man. Let's go.
All I have is raps in the drum machine. I ain't even had a dream yet. But then they got jumping like a trampoline. I remember listening to Tupac, hoping that my mama don't catch me. Walk around my room singing Thug Life, twisting up my fingers in the mirror, straight flex. But that was the life that I lived when I was just a kid and I thought I was bad. And they say I'm just like my parents, my heart from my mother, my mind from my dad. So what you gon' do about it? This is my life, I ain't acting brand new about it. So maybe I should ask you about it, since you acting like you about it, or like you knew about it.
Came so
1999. All I had was lyrics in my notebook. Never knew how to write a song. Verse 60 bars long, I ain't write a hook. I remember listening to Outkast, hoping that my mama ain't find out. It was me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Every single day, that's all I played inside of my house. But that was the life that I lived when I was just a kid and I thought I was bad. Had no idea that one day I'd be here making music you hear in your past.
Yo, crib, homie.
So I just did what my heart felt. No way that you can judge that. Real, recognize real. We make music that you feel and we still got a deal. Gotta love that.
Came so far. From where we started. Broken people, so broken hearted. Heal my soul. Make it new, cause Lord, I put my faith all in you.
No longer do I roam this zone. Heartbroken and left alone. Born lost, but now I'm known. For who I am is in Christ alone. It doesn't matter, forget my name. I shine bright only for His fame. In the midst of all life's rain, I know, Lord, You remain the same. So in You, I'm on solid ground. Only in You, the lost are found. In You, all hurts are healed. Lord, in You, who I am is sealed. Let's go.
I've been looking for me. I've been looking for reason to live. I've been looking for peace. Tell me, have you seen it? So I searched my world.
The world
till I'm lost in,
but I'm only found in You.
Till I'm lost in You.
Until self we put to death, God, surrender all till nothing's left. No joy, just endless stress. Unless you're found in every breath.
We need
in life's fog, no, I can't see. But through faith, I must believe. Lord, drown out this world's sound. Cause only lost in You am I found. So in You, I'm on solid ground. Only in You, the lost are found. In You, all hurts are healed. Lord, in You, who I am is sealed. So let's go.
I've been looking for me.
Lord, we're looking for ourselves.
I've been looking for a reason to live.
And a reason to live.
I've been looking for peace.
We need peace.
Tell me, have you seen it?
What's found in You?
So I searched the world.
You.
I've been looking for
Yada the King Radio on the topic of the day. But before that, I always got to get a sneak peek fun fact. B. Cooper, man, I want to ask you, dude, what is your favorite thing to do to pass the time, man? Outside of music, no music.
Let's see. Favorite thing outside of music. Yeah. I like movies, short walks on the beach, and romance novels. Realistically, I kick it with my girl a lot. Yeah. Movies, bowling, so he chilling.
You were serious. You were serious about the late night walks on the beach, though.
Nah, bro, I live in Tennessee. We have no beaches. I don't travel a lot. But yeah, but I mean, you know, sand feels good on your toes. But nah, just kicking it. I'm a chill person. Let's pull out a board game. Let's play some Scrabble. Let's get in some Monopoly. I find like some of my favorite times that I can remember are with my family or with my friends when, you know, you go on a trip and y'all pull out that life board game and just everybody just chills and laughs. Not even necessarily just life, but just in general board games. I like that. Movies, cards. I love Rook and poker and a lot of stuff. Yeah, but I haven't played a video game since December 2012. What's wrong with me, man?
Wow, that's what's up. Probably because you always get to play with people. You know, you might be playing. Some cats be addicted to video games. So yeah, man. That's what it is. We're going to hop on the topic of the day. As I was listening to your project, I kept hearing the same type of theme in a lot of the songs. And it was, you know, the album's called When the City Sleeps. So you're not saying you're sleeping. You're saying you're working while the city sleeps. So the topic of the day is all about diligence, man. And I feel like diligence is a necessary ingredient to become who you are supposed to be, your purpose. It takes diligence, man. And I'm going to ask you this, bro. What do you think about that? Diligence, how necessary is it to reaching your goals?
I thought diligence was like a gangster in the 30s. Am I wrong? Wrong word? That's Dillinger. I'm silly.
It's good.
Nah, man. Nah, bro. Diligence is... The whole project is basically, it started off at 4:45 in the morning. I looked at Dirty and I was like, bro, everybody's asleep right now. And we're sitting up working on, I think we were working on There You Are that night. And we weren't like near finished. It wasn't like, oh, cool, it's 5 in the morning, let's go to sleep. It was like, nah, let's get this in.
Yeah.
And so it started there, but then it's really been just a constant reminder. Like, I want people to know, like, I want these 15, 16 year old kids to know it's not overnight. It's not like you just wake up and, oh, I'm a great rapper, I'm gonna sign a record deal and sell a million records. It's a lot of hard work. Like, yeah, if you want to go to the masthead or the biggest artist in our genre, like Lecrae didn't sell 80,000 records when he put out Real Talk. Like, yeah, Lecrae has built and built and built, and that's what it takes. And that's one thing we wanted to stress with this project is it's not always easy. Like, it's not like you get a dream or a gift from God and he's like, cool, well, you're just going to have an easy road and you're not going to have to work for it and everything's just going to fall in front of you. Nah, like, you got to work. Like, you got to put that work in. And that's one thing we've just tried to stress to people is like, yo, like, it, even though it isn't easy, I enjoy it because it's hard. You know what I'm saying? So just going back to diligence, it's, you have to put forth that effort, because without the effort, you're asleep, man. I feel like for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been asleep on my dream and my goals and my passions. That's because cool. I wasn't putting forth the effort. Yeah. Like, one example that I can think of that's, I mean, it's small, but it's like, you know, Derek would hit me up and be like, yo, we're going to the studio tonight. Why don't you come through? We might work on something. And I'd be like, man, I got to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. I know I'm not going to get home in time. Nah, bro, I'll catch y'all next time. Yeah. Missed opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it took me really sitting back and saying, you know what? I'm going to sacrifice some sleep. Or I'm going to go this weekend, and instead of going out to the movies and going and kicking it, I'm going to spend these 2 days in my bedroom writing. Or if you're not a rapper, if you don't do music, like whatever it is, whether it be taking that weekend and instead of going to spring break studying because you want to get this internship, or like, it takes the effort, man. Yeah. Don't be scared to give the effort. It's like, if this is truthfully a dream and a passion, and you really have it inside and it sets you on fire, then don't be scared to work for it, you know? That's how diligence relates to everything we've been doing.
No, that's what's up, man, because I think diligence is one of them things, man, like you said, sometimes we get this, God gave me this word, and I'm not even going to say, a lot of times God does give us this word, but you see, Abraham had to be diligent when God gave him the word. He said he's going to have his own land, he's going to have plenty of sons. Man, you know how long it took for Abraham just to have one kid? Like, it took years, but it took diligence in him walking out what God told him that was going to happen, man. So let me ask you this, man. How does diligence relate in your walk and getting closer to God, man? How does this work with somebody, and maybe somebody else out there is dealing with, and I'm not seeing diligence in my relationship with God? So how does this work?
Man, it's I must preach to myself too, you know, like I think I said it earlier, but like everybody gets to a point where we have these things swirling around our head called life. Like you've got your job, you've got your girl or your boyfriend, or you've got your job, or you've got your schooling or whatever, and all these things line up, and it's like at the end of the day, if we don't put forth that effort to make God a priority, it shows. And like I've had those times lately where it's like the hustle and bustle of all this newness and all this, oh wow, I've got to get this song turned in, we got to get this video shot, I'll be honest, like it's gotten in the way of me completely getting on my face and seeking God. And that's stuff that you have to really pay attention to, and you have to really keep an eye on, because without that extra effort, like for me right now, I'm busy. I don't know if people know this, but I still work a full-time job. I'm doing side jobs, making money, and then I'm a rapper. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I signed to RMG and they paid my mortgage for the year. So, like, it shows. Like, if you show, I know every time in my life where I've been diligent and I've been in my word and I've been in prayer and I've had God as my focus, everything else seemed to line up and work out all right, you know what I'm saying? But then we as humans, I feel like, I guess I can just speak for me. Me as a human, a lot of times, it's like God's not going to turn my lights off, per se. So, you know, I got to work this out and this out, and then I'll get to God later. Mm. And that's a horrible, horrible habit and place to be in. So, you have to make it a priority, and it's not a question at that point. Like, I think if we treated our jobs like we treat God sometimes, we'd be fired.
You ain't lying.
It's like you gotta treat it like that. You gotta look at it like, yo, if I don't put it first, not second or third or fourth, or you know, if I get some extra time tonight, I'm gonna get in the word. If we put it first and it's not an option and it takes precedence over everything else, when other opportunities come up, be like, yo, I got this to do, you know?
Yeah,
and that's something I've really been working on, man. Just really staying inside the realm of God. Period.
Yeah.
I'm not even just talking about getting your Bible out and reading it. I'm saying being in the presence of God and actively seeking God. So yeah, I mean, diligence is definitely a strong, strong, important part of that. Because without that extra effort, it's easy at times just to like let it slip to the side, you know?
Yeah. Man, B. Cooper's preaching on y'all, man. Hey, I almost got the 21 gun salute from way back, just to let you know, man. Some flesh just had to die, man. Like, that was real talk. Let me ask you this, man. Last couple things, or this is the last question I'm gonna ask you. What are three keys to diligence, man? And I know you're not Dr. Phil or nothing, but I know you got some good ones for us.
Hold on, let me Google that real quick. 1 second. No, I'm kidding. Dude, three keys to diligence is just... I'll go back to something I've been saying kind of with my album is I had to really sit back. Let's take it to... Okay, While the City Sleeps, I had to sit back and me and Dirty sat down in a room and was like, yo, Like, what is success to us? Like, at the end of making all this, doing all this work, what is success? And we started this music, Dirty Rice and I, to reach people and give people our God, period. And then the second part of that was to make good music. Like, it's not like, well, I do music for God, so it doesn't really matter about the quality. No, we focused on the quality, but at the core of it, in our beginning, we didn't do it to get rich. We didn't do it to get famous. We did it to spread the message of God to people. So, to me, to be Cooper or Brad or whatever you want to call me, success is people getting God from me and hearing my stories and hearing my life and seeing my walk and finding God in that. So I would say one key to diligence is knowing what your success is and working for it. Because if I hadn't really defined, like, by defining that, me and Dirty, like, writing it down and saying it out loud instead of just assuming, you know, like, saying it out loud and realizing, yo, this is what we're doing this for. Therefore, if I don't sell 1,000 records, but 2 people get touched and get changed for God, we're successful. It changed the whole perspective of everything we were doing. Like, I wasn't going to the studio to try to pay my rent because God gave me a job that would pay my rent.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back on Yada the King Radio. Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on HGSradio.com. Definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up, 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, HGSradio.com. 4 p.m., Yada the King on HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always gotta
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta
Yada the King Radio. All right, we back from break. Let's get back into this interview on Yada the King.
It changed the whole perspective of everything we were doing. Like, I wasn't going to the studio to try to pay my rent because God gave me a job that would pay my rent. Yeah. So if I never go quote unquote full time with music, let it be what it is. If I have a job and I can support myself and I'm able to get this word to people, then I'm successful. So define your success. That's one key to diligence, because once I defined my success, I had a fire in me to be diligent and to put that extra effort forth. Another key is just knowing your priorities, and it's something that, like, I struggle with to this day. Like, I'm not going to front and be on the radio and be like, I've got everything figured out. I've got everything perfect.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Like, we are people. Like, yeah. You might have bought my album on iTunes, but I am a human being.
Right.
I get a check from work and I pay for gas and I have to buy toilet paper. That's how it works. Like, we're people. So, yeah. Like, just really, like, really knowing your priorities and setting your priorities up and knowing what is important. Because if you do not do that and you do not define your priorities, then life happens, bro. Like, I know for me, I've got 10,000 things pulling at me. And without laying a lifeline and laying on, you don't have to do it on paper per se, but if you write your priorities down on paper and put them in order on what's important in your life and what's important to getting you to where you want to be, then it's easier to follow them. Because I guarantee you, I am trying to think of an analogy right now and it's not happening, but let's see. This is an extreme analogy, and it's not going to make a lot of sense because I'm not going to pre-think things because you didn't send me any questions and I didn't get the questions before the interview.
Yeah.
And that's how we do it. But yo, check this out. You are starving and you need a meal. You need food. If you don't eat, you're going to die, right?
Yep.
So you're in line at the worst place in the world, McDonald's, and in that line, you know that if you do not eat soon, you will die. it won't be a question. You're like, you're for sure that you'll die. And someone comes in to stick the place up. Like, at that point, do you eat or do you allow that person sticking the place up to take control of your need? Because your need didn't change. And as extreme as it sounds, I feel like without a plan and without something in writing and something in stone, regardless of what you do in your life, if you do not make God that food and that priority that you need or you're going to die, there's always going to be people sticking you up. There's always going to be someone wanting to kick it. There's always going to be a movie on television, an advertisement on Facebook, a text message that said, hey, let's talk. There's always going to be distractions. And that was a horrible analogy. And you can cut it out of the interview if you want. But that's how desperate we should be to have God in our lives.
No, like, that was a great analogy. Day, yeah, I like that, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
Off top, son. Let me get that money, McDonald's. I'm not, dude, I cannot be sponsored by McDonald's. That would be the worst sponsorship ever. Like, I'm already chubby. Come on, dog. Like, he's sponsored by McDonald's?
Yeah, man.
Nah, but yeah, like, that's how we have to want God. We have to make the priority. So I think in order to put effort towards something, you have to know what you're putting effort towards. So I think that's big in diligence. And just knowing who you are and being yourself, in the sense that I think a lot of times we get caught up and we put a lot of emphasis on what everybody wants from us and what everybody else has done to get where they are or whatever. But like, I know me. Like, a lot of times I do not like me. I don't like a lot about me. I think that's why I'm shy. But at the end of the day, I know me, so I know where to put my effort towards. Like, I know where I want to be diligent in my life, and I know, in a sense, where it's going to put me. So, yeah, I don't remember them all, but that's three.
Now, that's good stuff, bro. We can go to the next song from you, man. One of the last songs we're going to spin in this interview. Let me ask you, man, what song you want to run to right now?
Let's see. Yeah, play There You Are with Spazzy Rocket.
There You Are with Spazzy Rocket. We're going to hop into this, man, and we'll be back with B. Cooper on Yada the King Radio.
Lights out, no sleep, nightmares, no sheep. Just counting seconds till it's time for sunrise. Can't handle the truth, so we had to learn to love lies. Ignorance is bliss, we just celebrate. Stop searching for the cure, we just trying to medicate. Side effects, side effects. Make us think we levitate. Life turns to death, just another song to dedicate.
And we've been tricked to thinking that we were living. Why would you look for the key if you ain't know you're in prison? No milk carton jogging, ain't realized we were missing. On a search for a crown, we end up stuck in a feeling. Yeah, just trying to repeat a moment. Cryogenic soul, the beat of our hearts frozen. Love is blind, my cataracts keep growing. But life's like surgery, so I keep my mind open.
I don't know where I'm going when the sky or the ocean. It don't matter where we are. There you are, there you are.
Without a jacket on, no preservation, headed nowhere fast alone. Took the easy path, skipped the road, less traveled on. Now I'm stuck in a predicament, and over my head, I ain't talking about a christening. Ignore the signs, they talking, I wasn't listening. Now I'm out of gas, looking for purpose to be driven with.
More tired than a Michelin. Exhausted, no backfire, just out of wind again. If I go alone, impossible is what my mission is. It's changed since back in the day, I wish I was a kid again. But I'm not, so I've gotta make a change now. Heard to be lifted up, all I gotta do is lay down. At the foot of a king of God, wearing the same crown that was once covered in blood, so I can be saved.
I don't know where I'm going when the sky or the ocean. It don't matter where we are. There you are, there you are.
type tendencies. It's in this fight that I found my identity. How is it I'm losing this when I win? If I'm feeling sick, I treat these trials like remedies. The sin in me is dead in me, mentally in a body bag. I gotta tell the truth, put me on a polygraph. I fight these flesh, these scriptures are my karate jabs. I got some dead brothers and sisters, welcome zombie land. Yeah, cause the flesh is a cold predator, but Abba gives me daily makeovers with no pedicure. I'm looking low, do you see who I'm devoted to? I'm in this desert feeling like I booked the ocean view.
Just know you can never hold me down. Still be standing when we hit the last round. Cause you know I'm a liar.
Trust in him that I encountered. Thought that I amount to nothing, but granted our lives only reflect us. The perseverance we gain when temptations get tougher. Everybody wants the victory, no one's willing to suffer. Lord, please help us, cause sometimes this is our MO. Let us not look in the mirror, forget who we depend on. Don't let your faith waver like an ocean with a twist. In the midst of the storm, just know that he's in the midst. So in reality, suffering's actually a gift. Cause the Lord will not tempt, but everything he permits.
Just know you can never hold me down. Still be standing when we hit the last round. Cause you know I'm a fighter. Cause you know I'm a fighter. Count it all joy when the heat turns on. Cause I'll be stronger when the fire's all gone. Cause you know I'm a fighter. Cause you know I'm a fighter. Just know you can never hold me down. Still be standing at the end of the last.
I will run, I will stand through the fire. I will make it. He is all that I need. In those moments I can't take it.
The topic of the day, man, that's all I gotta say. If you just missed it, you need to go to ydkradio.com, rewind the interview, or just start it from the jump, man. You're gonna get a lot of good stuff. Always got some great music. Maybe you're an artist out there, you want to send music, go to ydkradio.com and click on the music submissions. We right here. Now's the time to connect with B Cooper. Somebody's out there like, yo, I love how you doing it on the music, man. Maybe I want to do a feature. Maybe you could ghostwrite for them. I don't know, man. They just like, we got to connect with B Cooper. Tell me how they can connect with you, man. Where you at in the internet world?
If you need a feature, just email I do not do features right now at gmail.com. I'll get to it right away.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm kidding, man. I'm joking. You can find me at I am B Cooper. Everything. IamBCooper.com. Find I am B Cooper on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Well, no, the YouTube ain't up. eBay, Craigslist. Like, holla at me. I'm probably selling a camera or something.
Yeah. He's serious.
Don't go to my eBay page. And if you follow me on Facebook and I'm selling something, I apologize.
Yeah.
But nah, man. Yeah, I am B Cooper. Everything. You can find me on RMG website, which is reflectionmusicgroup.com. And yeah, you can find me at a local church that'll book me near you, or anywhere that'll book me. I'm trying to get a Barnes & Noble tour going. I don't know. I think the fact that I don't read that much kind of nails that one in the head. But if anybody wants to sponsor that, holla at your boy.
Man, look, I'm just going to take all the random stuff B. Cooper said in this interview and put them together. Like, random. Like, you should make an album called Random, just so with some of those things, man. It would be hilarious, bro.
That was honestly the thought behind Spare Change. Was like, yo, I just got a bunch of random stuff, and it's in my pocket. Let's do it. So.
Okay, well, you already used that. Okay, my bad, man. Look, I'm slow on the jaw there, man. Look, let me do this, man. Let me ask you, what's your favorite social network, man? That's what I'm gonna ask you.
Man, I like different ones for different things. I honestly despise them all, but I think Instagram seems to be popping these days. I feel like I get a lot of support and a lot of love on Instagram, but I get frustrated at Instagram because I can't post a URL. It's 2014. Let me post a URL. So I'm on Instagram a lot. Twitter's cool. Twitter has actually helped me make like a few relationships, as far as like being able to just reach out to someone. Yeah. I think it's like you don't really feel scared for somebody to be able to direct message you, because you can just unfollow them if they get crazy. So that's been cool for that. But like, man, I'm old school. Like, give me MySpace. No, I'm kidding. Give me AOL chat room, son. Nah, like Facebook, I don't know. I don't want to be limited to 150 characters sometimes. Like, I obviously talk a lot. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
It's the medicine. Or the lack of medicine. I don't know. But nah, man, I think they all have their place. I think they can be very frustrating at times. But, I mean, anything to connect with the people that put us here. Like, real talk, like, it's been cool to be able to actually reach out and talk to people that the music has affected, or even just people that like the music. Like, it's cool to be able to be like, hey, what's up, you know? Like, and like from this, it's also been cool to see, like, I get tweets from, like, I'm very, 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 very low level, like, small, tiny platform. Don't get it twisted. Like, I don't have this huge buzz. I didn't sell a million records when I dropped. But it's been cool to see, like, tweets from Africa and tweets from Australia of, like, yo, we're listening to music, we love it.
Yeah.
It's been so for that reason, social media is awesome. Like, 10 years ago, my music wasn't getting played in Africa and Kenya, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right, that's dope.
So, yeah, it's cool. It's cool for that. Like, I don't mean to complain and say it's frustrating. It's just, sometimes it's overwhelming, but it is very cool to be able to reach out and touch people and be able to talk to people in a different way. Right. Like, you get to hear, I mean, like, you know, you get to see what I ate for lunch, and that's important, so.
Yeah. All right,
something's,
man,
wrong with me, bro.
Hey, B. Cooper is getting in, man. He's a hilarious dude, bro. What you got coming up next, man, music-wise?
While the Cooper sleeps is going to be the follow-up. Nah, man. I've never said that or thought that before. I'm sorry. Man. We're just working on, right now, just getting more shows and getting out on the road and getting to see the world and getting to see you guys listening, man. Like, holler at me. You can go on my website. There's a link that says booking. Give that to your uncle that has a lot of money. I mean, whatever you need to do to get me to where you are at, do that. Nah, just getting on the road, and I'm constantly doing music, like working with a bunch of my producer friends. Me and Dirty always gonna link up. Shout out to Sixth Sense, man. Like I said, he did 1994. He actually just got the Drake placement. He did the draft day for Drake, so big things are happening for him on the other side. So it's cool to see his success, and
yeah,
man, that's my homie. So it's good to just work with good people, man. And so yeah, just constantly working on music and writing and trying to see what's going on next. I mean, I don't have an album planned or anything like that, but you know, just staying busy with everything else, you know, selling hats and t-shirts on the internet.
Yeah. This dude's hilarious, man. What's your last words for all the people listening to this podcast, bro?
Be diligent. Be wise. Be good, my friends. That sound like I'm the most interesting man in the world.
Oh,
like, I don't normally do interviews, but when I do, yeah. Nah, man, last words. Just find, I'm going to go back. Find what success is for you and work as hard as you can to make that success happen. And
yeah,
if that success, like, if you're, at the end of the day, if your passion comes from God and your passion is serving God, you cannot lose. Like, I put out a CD in 2003, and I think I sold 112 copies. And I've had people come up to me years later and was like, yo, I was at a party, and I heard this song, and it made me look up your stuff, and then I got into church. And it's like, you never know what you say and who it affects. You never know who's going to hear what you say. Like, I don't know who's listening right now. Maybe my mom's on the other side of this interview. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, just find what you want to do and chase it. Like, don't be scared to put that extra work in, because at the end of the day, it'll pay off. And yes, like, I've been doing music for 15 years. Do I regret it? No. That was 15 years of possibilities to reach people. So, yeah, just do what you do. And, yeah, that would be my word of encouragement. And my final word will be diligence.
That's what's up. We about to hop into this Mercury mix. My homie from the area getting it in, DJ Mercury Waves. We out of here.
Joey. Yeah, I stay kilo. Major. Roll up, white tee denim in my Cortez, go done. Timepiece matching, low cut beat, hold us. Group go out before the bills, homie, so Dutch. Harry, this is so clutch. Beat plastic, 808 smashed it. Whip to the back, Blake check, great cashed it. Stuffed in my satchel, rides with your hassle. Motor around the crib, I'm the king of my castle. Yeah, go running, no Chris Brown. Vibe to the true organic, be the sound. I'm coming up out of my shoes, I need a space between the ground. Levitating, feeling like Tucson, let the Haitians lately, up till it's 3 in the morning. Right around my city, it's barren and boring. My ship is soaring, it's time for new scenery. 9 months left till Arizona's my history. Cap full of Listerine, call that fresh breath. Lines from a legend on my life till my first death. Got a new text, it's my destiny. Gotta cut it short, you couldn't handle the rest of me. Cause the beat say so,
cause the beat say so.
Cause the beat say so, I stay kilo.
Yeah,
cause the beat say so.
Say so.
Cause the beat say so, I stay key low, 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 I stay key. Yeah, as if you didn't have a clue. D Grace, Joey, Drew, Major, be the crew. Whipped up the stool, set him in, let it brew. See the bar 16, but it only took 2. No gimmick, like third world medicated clinics. Spitting vaccines, the immune's been diminished, nearly finished. So goes the cycle. Call me 23, but my name ain't Michael. Mind you, I live for the moment. Culture that potent. Real hip hop, no need for the potion. Only social, give me what is mine. We could conversate for hours. No spent dimes. Cause the beat say so.
Cause the beat say so.
Cause the beat say so. I stay kilo.
Yeah.
Cause the beat say so.
Say so.
Cause the beat say so. I stay kilo. 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 I stay kilo. 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 I stay. I stay.
Been a gang,
no,
man. You know we ain't in it for the fame.
Yeah.
I see y'all haters talking.
Well, no.
All y'all really do is watch. Okay. Man, I thought you nut. RPS from G to 10, man. I thought you nut. And you know we in the league, we the starting. Got to new kid.
kids on the block, yeah, we running things. Runnin' things. We next to the middle like a wet rain. And we spaying the alligators, and we know the imitators. You try to debate us, okay? Rolling the highway 80, headed to the bay. To the bay. Sipping liver water like it's Kool-Aid.
Drink it up, drink it up.
Boy, I thought you knew. RPSMG the new. Why don't you come and join the crew?
Like, what's your name?
Yeah, so now you worry.
Oh yeah.
Man, I thought you heard.
Why?
We ain't never playing, I ain't playing. We fly than the planes. You can catch us swagging in Japan when we on tour. OMG, who the best now? Throwing shots for your vest now.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't talking text now.
I'm counting 1, 2, 3.
I bet I get a text now. Man, it ain't ever been the game.
No.
Man, you know we ain't in it for the fame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see y'all haters talking.
Wait, no.
All y'all really do is watch.
Okay.
Man, I thought you know it. RPSMG to 10, man, I thought you know it. And you know we in the lead, we the starting pack.
Ride with my partner, fitted to the sneakers, filled by the leader. Tweeters on slash, got the 12s like beat it. Slide through life easily, I'm stuck like Mona Lisa. My team go hard. Yeah, man, my team go hard. Yeah, we give it when we business, all up in it, born to win it, cause it's finished, true in it, bruh.
Excellence off in this thing. And I came to make a difference, boy, forget the fame. When my click slide through, ain't no telling, man. What we doing, got you grooving like the Mexican. RPSMG the movement. Rock, paper, scissors, you ain't know it, now you know it. West side, throw it up, it ain't nothing to it. Like Nike, just do it, go ahead and join the movement, let's go.
Man, it ain't ever been the game, man.
Man, you know we ain't in it for the fame.
Yeah.
I see y'all haters talking.
All y'all really do is watch it. Man, I thought you know it.
Got that living water gon' pour. That was raised in the South, man. Cali open doors, Mississippi till I die. But that west side, I'ma throw it. Got the Lord riding with me. Got a slingshot in the sword. Man, I'm telling what he did. I'm informing, call me George. Champion, so losses, no. Sandy got the antidote. 10-4, he the bread of life. That ain't no dinner roast.
Miss. It ain't never been a gang. Man, you know we ain't in it for the fame.
Man,
I thought you know it. Know it. And you know we in the league, we the starting five.
Man, it ain't never been a gang.
Man, you know we ain't in it for the fame.
Yeah.
I see y'all haters talking. All y'all really do is watch it. Man, I thought you know it.
Second time around, now I'm in my zone. And if you entertain, I hope you entertain. How we rock for the rock like it ain't a thing. It's still DBGSPH. If you was thinking we gon' stop, homie, we ain't. BT, ESPN. But they don't mean a thing if you don't let me in. It's more than a movement of music, more than just something we doin'. Living this OS our lifestyle. Plus we neighborhood hope, dealing burps to the hood gon' fill us. Cause hope is something they need, and right now. So turn down for what? I wait for your reply. He died and he rose and he chose me, which shows me I cannot be denied. I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? Holler. I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up. I only know one way.
I really ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Feel me before you hear me, young scholar. If Peter Piper picked a pair of peppers all up in your garden, would your garden, would your life, would your garden? No, they started him. Here we go again with metaphoric type symbolism. I can't help it, I'm a helper like some tuna for your hunger. So turn me up like I was playing tuba for drummers in a marching band. I came in, I saw and I conquered, okay. I know who I am, if I don't, I just pray. There's a harp in my heart, so like David, I play. And if that's not your pleasure, okay, then just shake. I'm about to bake it up, I know one way to trust, and that's in God. I'm in a jungle with a tiger, and he got the lesser odds. I'm less involved with the perpetrators bumping on their gums. Really out here in these streets, and I let this song come. Fly, fly,
I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way.
Bizzle in the billet, the war zone. Get in where you're fitting, it's a war zone. Some of them are flipping on a mission, hit the war wrong. Now they getting they feelings for the villains. You ain't know I'm for the most high God. I don't talk about the war, let my toast not pop. I'm a Christian, homie, I am on my job. But they say I ride like I'm with that bow tie mob. He the ruler, we the doers, move the word like Caron. You vain, we the shooters. They saying I'm the truth, but you sure be the truest. And the truth is, I'm just trying to do it like you do it. Yelling God over money, I did chase cash. With a pen up in a pen on a bed straight mad. Cause it came at a price that I just can't match. I ain't trying to have my kids pay that G-O-M.
I ain't turning down nothing but my collar. Want that truth? I'm trying to give it to the world before it burn up. I only know one way. Turn up.
Move with his power, don't underestimate us. We be cooling, Alaskanators. Yeah, keep it moving, no procrastination. On that mission, an impossible.
They be pushing, popping Molly. They be pushing, popping bottles. They be pushing on the throttle, they gone. I be pushing, son of father, cause it's never been about me, about whose agenda is on. They be trying to tell us to move on. Hope for the hopeless, what they want. We ain't out here judging, but we out here loving, trying to get our siblings home. Never been afraid of nothing. That's cause I'm covered. Christ, where I be. And they think we blood. Yeah, we be on the block. Like how this payday is always going down. Like where the south is. Yeah, and I see you steady counting. You gained but lost, that don't add up like an accountant.
Help, help them change. Help them change. Free from drama. Can't stop, can't stop. Cause that word, that soul food. Call it Big Ma.
I heard them dudes talking what they talking bad. Say run black, he just run in his mouth. Selling lies to us, well I ain't selling now. Say what you say, and Jesus I'm yelling it out.
All over your black, all over your hood, all over your city. Even if it ain't good, all over your black, all over your hood, all over your shit.
Christ all of my lyrics, got Christ all of my spirit. In the middle of the storm and he make it stop. If you don't believe me, little homie, just watch me. He is able, that I know. Satan is for gays, Christ is for show. Some things in your life you gotta let it go. Like any, but have a slave mind, think you're putting in work. Guess I'm pulling overtime like LeBron, Tim Duncan. The finals game 6, got you screaming Jesus. Ray made that switch. MC rapping about a man hit with the hammer. So even if I'm bankrupt, you can't touch this. Don't care how much your chain costs. Still know nothing about carrying the cross, huh? I'm 116. You can say I'm going crack. Crack. Keep Picasso inside your casa. I'm chasing the Imago Day. All over your block, your hood. From NC back to the Bay. Hand to the face, don't care what you say. I'm shining light, may night look dead.
I heard them dudes talking what they talking bad. Say run black, he just run in his mouth. Selling lies to us. Well, I ain't selling now. Say what you say. Jesus, I'm yelling
all over your block, all over your hood, all over your city. Even if it ain't good, all over your block, all over your hood, all over your city. Even if it ain't good,
what they talking about?
All over your city.
even if it ain't good. All over your block, all over your hood, all over your shit,
okay,
even if it ain't good.
DJ Mercury mix. On
Yada the I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da,